sweat that glistened on his brow. Drag.
that bass note is starting to trigger something. I can see it happening out there in the little depths and the darkness out there. It has something to do with time and space. And as we're talking here, things are sort of circling backwards in time and space, circling backwards. Everything's circling backwards. And as we're standing here underneath you, somewhere in the back innards of time and space, you're feeling water rising up under your feet. The whole thing is flooded with water. Right now, everywhere down the dance floor is flooded with water, and it's back, and everything's kind of connected again. And we're standing up here, and we're saying that we're gonna make it up to you. 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 Don't worry. Don't worry. We'll be going home. So here we are, the beginning of 3 nights now. You're standing here and the water is at your feet, but this time, instead of canceling the show, which is what happened last time, this water sort of starts to bubble underneath us. And as we're standing here, the water is bubbling, and it's bubbling, and it's starting to boil. It's turning into sort of liquid goo. It bubbles and bubbles, molecules bouncing off, and everybody's feet going like this to the water. And this time, we're not going to let it happen, so we're doing this. Bouncing against each other, and slowly the water is starting to sort of change form, and it starts to turn into sort of bubbles of steam. All of the kicking around is heating the water up, and it's starting to boil and turn to steam, and the steam is drifting up. It starts to drift up into the air, and you can see all the steam drifting up. And as it drifts up, it starts to engulf the entire crowd, and we start realizing that we've made a horrible mistake. We've kicked our legs too hard, and the heat, the molecules moving around, has been too much, and the whole entire room, we're all turning into a huge bubble of white steam. And the white steam is sort of drifting up, condensation of all human forms, and we feel ourselves as a cloud. And the cloud is rising up. It's rising up. Electricity tingling through your body, and something's happening. It's starting to change. Your clouds starting to change, and it gets a little darker, and a little bit darker, and a little bit meaner. You start to feel mean, and suddenly, off in the distance, you start to hear thunder crackling. One, the drops of rain start drifting out of the cloud and falling towards the storm. And we all feel ourselves falling, a drop of rain down towards the ground. And as we fall down, we look down below us, and we realize that we're coming down onto it. Closer and closer to the ground, we look down and we see a huge green field drifting off in the distance on one side. At this point, the drops of rain start to slow down and widen into the little envelopes, and now we're floating down. And we see the field off in that distance. Right over there, we see a huge mountain going up into the sky, all the way from the sky. And over there, We see a forest drifting around the mountain. The mountain is rising out of the forest, a little city in a green field, and we're floating down towards it. And we realize that we're about to land.
In game hand mission.
We're coming down in the game hand mission. We look up at the mountain. As we see off in the distance of the mountain, we see a tiny black speck on the mountain. And the speck is climbing, and we start to get closer and closer to the speck. We see it's Colonel Foreman, and he's on his way. He's on his way up the mountain. He's got his hands grabbed around roots and rocks, and he's pulling with all his might. It's a steep mountain, but he's doing it. He's pulling with all his might. Rocks are tumbling down around his head, tumbling everywhere, but he's hanging on. He's going up. The rocks are tumbling down. The mountain starts to vibrate. It's shaking. It's burning. It's burning. It's shaking. And he looks up, and he sees Icarus. He sees Icarus. Icarus is up above his head, and Icarus looks down and he says, Colonel Foreman, I know why you're here, and I know you want to get the Helping Friendly book, and you want to give it back to the people of Game Hands, the lizard people, so that they can all live in peace and harmony with nature once more. So I'm going to call my the famous mockingbird, and he calls on the famous mockingbird, and the famous mockingbird comes flying out of the sky, looking around, lands on Icarus' shoulder. Icarus looks at the famous mockingbird and he says, famous mockingbird, fly off to the castle of the evil King Wilson. Steal the Helping Friendly book. Bring it back to the people of Game Hinge, and they can live in peace and harmony forever. So.